Welcome to another episode of Brand Noise. This one is more personal in nature. It's about a project from the producer of this podcast. It's something he's working on in the technology and computer language learning space. It's called TruePoint, which is an experimentation in how human emotion, bias, truth, and linguistic patterns impact the way content is perceived as well as created. This is one of those late-night tinkering in the basement-type projects that has consumed a lot of headspace these days. There are some fundamental questions to ask. What is the future of original human-generated content? How can brands integrate language models into their content generation processes? How these tools can augment human abilities? And ultimately, the biggest question, how can we find authentic truth? Since Michael didn't want to read this lecture, podcast, seminar audio thing, I'm going to read it for him instead. He says, I like to experiment. I view myself somewhat of a marketing engineer, constantly looking at ways to break down tools, methods, processes, and technology to find out how it all works before I put it back together again. I did this when I was a kid with radios, model train sets, and pretty much anything I could get my hands on. As an adult, this has shifted into my work in marketing and branding. This one particular project, the TruePoint AI data model, is something that others might also find interesting. Let me tell you a little bit about it and see what you think. Let me start at the beginning. I am a newsophile, if that's a thing. We used to be called political wonks. Ever since I remember, I've been interested in politics. I got my undergraduate degree in political science, dabbled in a variety of campaigns, and have pretty much been following politics as if it were a sport. I learned the theoretical aspects of government, policies, diplomacy, and a bit of economics in college. But it's only after being in the trenches that you realize politics is not about policy. It's something else, something performative. I'm not super convinced we're not a simulated cable TV show, in the future poking fun at a dysfunctional global political landscape. I say that without bias or political party affiliation. Nobody takes it seriously anymore, other than to feign anger and outrage when one side does something mildly discomforting. Now, where was I? When I started the TruePoint project, I wanted to uncover hidden biases in news, social media, and reporting. Not the obvious biases, but the subtle linguistic clues, the small choices in wording and phrasing that shape our perceptions quietly, yet profoundly. I began gathering massive amounts of data, experimenting with algorithms to identify those subtle linguistic patterns. My aim was simple, but ambitious: to create a neutral, reliable way to measure factual accuracy and source credibility. The beta version of the application was able to take an online news article, run it through our algorithm and dataset to look for bias and truth markers. It would then tabulate a score on a spectrum of neutrality. The idea is that the more neutral an article may seem, the more likely it is to be balanced and therefore contain the best opportunity to be true. That was the hypothesis, at least. The system works. Really well, actually. I am able to determine bias for articles, authors, sources, media networks, and it's now grinding through social media profiles. The project took an interesting turn as I began experimenting with how artificial intelligence language models are trained. With AI-generated content becoming common everywhere, I found myself asking, could my model distinguish genuinely human writing from AI-generated text? Could I teach an algorithm to recognize the unique signatures of authentic human expression? After a lot of research, looking into various LLMs, their training methods and potential to bias the dataset over time, more on hacking the AI systems in a future lecture, the answer was clear. I discovered a series of distinct linguistic and stylistic markers, unique fingerprints, that AI hasn't yet mastered replicating. Truepoint AI can now reliably detect AI-generated content. But even more exciting is that it can also help train AI to capture those unique human voices, tones, and styles more effectively. Since I know we're not going away from machine-generated content, we can at least give it a little personality. That's where I brought in my Brand Foundations methodologies for developing brand voice and tone system. I have been doing a lot of brand consulting lately, and this is something I've developed a pretty effective process for. The result is that I can now generate a unique character, persona, or archetype for content creators using AI language models. It's a way for organizations to produce high-quality content that maintains a genuinely authentic and human voice. The final goal isn't necessarily to be able to generate all content free of humans, rather the opposite. It's being designed as a tool that copywriters and content creators can use to gather research, vet ideas, get reliable quotes or sources, and publish content. For marketers, brands, and creators, this means maintaining authenticity and genuine human connection while embracing powerful technology. Truepoint isn't just about identifying bias or authenticity, it's part of a bigger mission: exploring how technology shapes the future of marketing and branding. Ultimately, my hope is to ensure technology enhances, rather than replaces, our human ability to communicate authentically. Now that we've covered the purpose and evolution of Truepoint AI, let's move into the world of AI-generated content. We'll examine the unique linguistic markers that set human writing apart from AI, explore how current, large language models produce content, and discuss what this means for authenticity, branding, and communication in today's digital landscape. This research has been some of the foundation of the latest version of Truepoint. Modern AI writing models operate through pattern recognition and statistical prediction rather than genuine understanding. These large language models generate text by predicting the most probable next word based on previous context, creating grammatically sound sentences without true comprehension of meaning or facts. This process can produce fluid text, but it's fundamentally driven by pattern matching rather than actual understanding of language or concepts. The fundamental limitation is that AI models lack real-world grounding and semantic understanding. They can't verify truth or grasp nuance. They simply output what seems statistically plausible based on their training data. This leads to issues like confidently stating false information, hallucination, and missing contextual meaning. An AI-generated passage is essentially a sophisticated echo of patterns in its training data, not the product of a thinking mind. Several key markers help identify AI-generated text, with sentence structure being a primary indicator. AI writing typically shows repetitive patterns and uniform sentence lengths that lack the natural variability found in human writing. You might notice multiple sentences in a row with similar structure or length, creating a monotonous rhythm. While human writers naturally vary sentence length and complexity for flow, AI writing can feel more regimented and mechanical. AI detectors measure this as low burstiness, meaning little variation in sentence patterns. The grammar and punctuation in AI text tends to be nearly flawless, which ironically can seem unnatural. Most AI models have been trained on standard written text, so they strictly obey grammar rules and spelling conventions. The result is prose with no typos, no slang, and seldom a grammatical mistake. While this sounds ideal, even strong human writers make occasional minor errors or choose to break rules for style. AI text that is atypically correct in grammar, usage, and editing often stands out as machine-generated. Word choice patterns in AI writing include frequent use of redundant filler phrases and clichés. Because the model draws from common patterns in its dataset, it may string together stock phrases that add little meaning. For example, an AI might say various different aspects, or use both each and every, instead of just one term. These predictable fillers create a mechanical tone that human writers typically avoid. AI text also tends to overuse generic buzzwords and jargon, especially when it doesn't have deep knowledge of a specific topic. The vocabulary choices can be unnaturally formal or include rare words that are technically correct but uncommon in ordinary usage. An AI might consistently use moreover or henceforth where a human would say besides or so. This happens because the AI often leans toward more formal synonyms it has seen in written text. Studies have found that AI-generated writing may use vocabulary with frequencies that differ notably from normal human word patterns. AI writing also shows distinct patterns in its overall formatting and style. The text often rigidly adheres to standard essay structure, with clear introductions, body paragraphs, and conclusions, even when such formal organization isn't necessary. Within paragraphs, it tends to follow the topic, sentence, soit, supporting detail model, very strictly. Educators have noticed that AI-produced essays follow predictable formations, with strong topic sentences at the start and summary sentences at the end of every paragraph. One of the most striking features is the lack of distinct voice or personality in AI writing. The tone tends to be neutral, even-toned, and consistent to a fault. While human writers might inject humor, skepticism, enthusiasm, or personal perspective, AI usually maintains a detached, objective tone unless explicitly prompted otherwise. The result is prose that is correct and clear, but emotionally flat, without any sense of a unique individual behind the words. AI detection tools analyze these markers systematically using various metrics. They measure perplexity, how predictable the text is to an AI language model. If a passage consists of very common word combinations, it has low perplexity, which signals potential machine generation. Human writing, with its quirks and creative choices, often shows spikes of high perplexity through surprising word choices or rare phrasings. These tools also examine burstiness, the variation in sentence complexity and length throughout the text. Human writing usually has significant variation, creating bursts of different styles, while AI writing often maintains a steady, even level of complexity. Detection systems additionally scan for repetitive patterns in sentence structure, common transitions, and phrase usage that are statistically more common in AI output than human writing. Vocabulary analysis is another key detection method. AI tends to use certain abstract or generic words more frequently than humans do. Detection systems compare the text's word frequency profile to known patterns in AI and human writing. If an essay contains an abundance of terms that are rare in human writing but common in AI responses, that's a strong indicator of machine generation. An intriguing aspect is that many AI models, despite being trained on diverse datasets by different organizations, tend to produce similar-sounding content. This occurs because they all converge on the most statistically common patterns of formal writing found in their overlapping training data. They effectively discover the same high-frequency phrases and safe expressions independently. The similarity in AI outputs is also driven by shared training objectives, focused on next word prediction and similar fine-tuning processes. Many models undergo reinforcement learning with human feedback to make them sound helpful and clear, which tends to iron out idiosyncrasies and push them toward a uniformly formal style. They avoid slang, controversy, or strong personality in favour of a neutral, informative voice. Additionally, all models are penalised for producing mistakes during training, leading them to play it safe in phrasing and content. They often choose expressions that have been seen many times over novel turns of phrase. This makes different AIs independently select similar wording for comparable topics, contributing to the recognizable AI flavor that savvy readers can detect. Until AI models develop more individualized style training or genuine semantic understanding, these patterns will likely persist. The key is that human writing naturally includes imperfections, stylistic choices, and unique perspectives that AI models struggle to replicate. Their output remains fundamentally an echo of training data patterns rather than the product of genuine thought and understanding.